It's been since the summer now that your family left Montreal and you've been living in New York. Maybe you could talk about your life in New York and how it's different from life in Montreal.
Oh, well, it's pretty hard over here. I mean, like, over there we had some, like, our own identity, like, who we are. And it was, over here, it's like, it's all, I don't know, it's the other way around. You do not have any specific identity. I mean, like, there's no work for you unless you have your papers over here. Life is so tough, you cannot even imagine. I mean, like, it's the worst part of our life, you can say this. Put it in this way. Because jobs are not available, houses are so expensive, and chances for the case, we don't know. We don't know so far. And since, I mean, like, whatever the people from immigration of Montreal have done to us, I don't really count on anybody. So, but as far as like life over here is concerned, it's horrible. It's like unbelievable.
What are some of the things that make it horrible?
Well, because it's like you gotta work a lot. The rents are so high, then there are no jobs available. You cannot rely on anybody. The time passes so quick that it just, and there's a lot to do in a day. You have to take care of your case. In the meanwhile, time you have to go and study and then be prepared for every single thing coming up every single day. And it's just like, it's not possible. Life is very tough. Things are so expensive over here, and it's just like we are living a life in a very horrible manner.
When your family was here in Montreal, there were some community groups like Known as Illegal and the Pakistani community who are supporting you. Are you getting any support for your family in New York?
Well, as I told you, that life over here is like so fast, the day passes very quick. So we don't get time to know people. And yeah, like there's this organization we got to know through Known as Illegal. The organization name is DRUM. And through them, we know some families, but they're not a lot. Even though, I mean, like, they're minority, but still, as far as I know, like, they're enough for us to know. Apart that, we don't know people over here very well because no one has time to get along with anybody. Even we don't have time. So.
One thing I was asking your mother about was, In Montreal this summer, groups of refugees are going to be marching all the way from Montreal to Ottawa to demand an end to deportations. And this was your mother's idea. I'd just like to get your thoughts on a march like this and whether you feel that this would have made a difference in your family's case.
Well, I don't know. We discussed this, like, I remember, like, still the meeting when, like, you know, me and my mom, we were talking about this, like, you know, going for this kind of rally. And now I'm very happy that it's really happening. But the thing is that we have done so much over there. I mean, like, I was, like, from 15 till 17, you can say the hardest years of my life, but I've still worked on it. And I mean, like, all my family, all of the refugees have done so much. And still we got nothing, like, you know, in return from these people. So I don't know if that can make a difference. I mean, like, we all do such a great work to, like, you know, show ourselves as we are. But these people, they are impossible. I don't know what they're made of. I don't know. So I don't think, as I said, that I don't count on anybody. I'm like, you can say I'm not hopeless, but I have hopes, but on God and on some people, I still count on, like, from people on people from No One Is Illegal or DRUM or my own family. But I don't count on these people that they would listen to anything. What they know is that the way their immigration works within themselves, that's all they know. Their politics, that's it.
Is there anything else you want to add for people here in Montreal listening to this? Maybe your family's supporters here, or just people in Montreal in general?
I would say that it's time for them to ask the Immigration Canada to, like, you know, to ask them to make right decisions, because they have been ruining other lives without, like, you know, while they are aware of the situation. They have been ruining, like, you know, future of so many kids, so many children, without even giving a second thought to it. So it's a time for everybody to give them, like, you know, a lesson, to ask them to give second thought to other cases, but still they have chance to look again, and even our case, because they don't know what they have done to us. I'm, like, so merciless people. This is, like, you know, the high, you can say this is this is the cruelest example of what they have done to us. So I would still ask them to go for it, because this is the time to ask for justice for themselves and for the others who have already left from Montreal. Because I don't think that they should give up, because if they do so, that it means that they have done nothing in their lives if they cannot do it. And I'm pretty sure that if they'll keep on going like this, somehow, someday they'll get it. So just that, and always remember us in their prayers, and always try to get us back over there in Montreal, because we are not happy over here.